It's 8:45, live from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. It's the holiday season. ConAgra Brands Foundation and the local community collects food this time of year. It's the Shine the Light on Hunger campaign, and there's also an ice rink involved. And here to help tie those two together, Tracy Schaefer from ConAgra Brands. Tracy, great to have you here today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here. Do appreciate you coming on in. So how exactly does this work? We've got an ice skating rink outside, and also the opportunity throughout town to contribute to help with food and hunger.
Yeah. Let me just start with the ConAgra Brands Foundation Shine the Light on Hunger campaign is in its 12th year. It's an annual tradition for us at ConAgra and across the Omaha community, and something we get really excited about. There are a few different components to the campaign, one being the ice skating rink, which you mentioned, which is an opportunity for families to get out and have some fun together while also contributing to a really great cause.
Sure. And where does the funds go, and how is the food distributed? How does all that work as folks are so generous?
Our support is through the Food Bank of the Heartland, which provides resources to the community in many different ways. It's a very highly effective nonprofit that provides emergency supplemental food to children, teenagers, families across the entire area. Hunger is a very prevalent issue in our community. In Douglas County alone, 25,000 children are dealing with hunger, and the Food Bank of the Heartland provides an opportunity to help them, and is a cause that we really look to support.
I think many people may not realize that hunger can actually, it's not necessarily a permanent condition. It's something that can strike a family at any time. Mm-hmm. There can be a little lapse of unemployment or something due to a job shutting down or that kind of thing, and then all of a sudden, wow, the home pantry is empty.
That's right.
And so then people are able to go to a place like Food Bank of the Heartland,
yes,
get a load of groceries to feed the family, to kind of tide them over.
Yes.
Throughout the course. So it's not it's not a way of life. It's a way of bridging.
Of support.
Right,
yeah,
sure.
That's exactly right. Through the food banks, and as well as things like backpack programs that they provide to school districts as well.
Backpack program, I want to explain that one, because that's mm-hmm. that's a really cool program where my understanding is, and correct me if I'm wrong, that the kids that are identified as in need of this, they get meals that they get to take home. Is it just on the weekends, or is that on the weeknights as well?
On the weekends, they have backpacks delivered to the schools for them to bring home. Yep.
Right, and meals that they can actually share with the family.
With their families, that's right.
That's pretty amazing. How'd you get involved in this, Tracy?
Yeah, so I work for ConAgra Brands. The Shine the Light on Hunger campaign is just a really big part of our culture at ConAgra, and something we reach into every single employee to get behind. So I look forward to the ice rink each year as a member of the Omaha community, as well as a ConAgra employee.
What kind of skating skills do you have?
Very limited skating skills.
It's fair enough.
But, and that is not required to support.
That's right. But it is fun, though, and it's very reasonably priced. And of course, those proceeds also go to help.
Yes.
As well.
Actually, ConAgra Foods this year is going to be contributing a matching gift of up to $100,000 from proceeds related to the ice skating rink. Additionally, a great partner of ours, Baker Supermarkets, is going to be contributing a matching gift up to $50,000 of proceeds from the ice skating rink as well.
Fantastic stuff. I want to point out some of the items that people can bring and drop off at Baker's.
Yes.
Peanut butter, macaroni and cheese, canned tuna and chicken, cereal, all staples that have really good long shelf lives. And also, with the exception of the macaroni and cheese, a big-time protein.
Protein, yes.
Right.
Protein is a big item that we can help the food bank with at this time. And again, peanut butter, canned meats, all of those are great sources of protein and a great help to the food bank.
Sure. 12 years, I know you've been with ConAgra longer than that.
Yeah.
Do you remember when this started, and how has it grown since its humble beginnings?
Oh, yeah. I would say the reach out into the community has grown substantially. the location of the ice skating rink now at 10th and Capitol and the new development around the Capitol District has just made this better than ever. We are in the right place with the ice skating rink. We have an opportunity to provide something great for families, and every year it's just exciting to see how much this campaign is growing.
If somebody doesn't feel like getting up on the blades and going skating, you can certainly help out by going to holidaylightsfestival.org. There's details, complete listing of events. Can one contribute dollars at
that
absolutely.
Website? Okay. You can donate time, you can donate dollars. There's so many different ways to get involved beyond just the ice skating rink itself.
That's fantastic. It's Tracy Schaefer over there from ConAgra Brands. Thank you very much for all the hard work you're doing. It's a great time of year to give, and we do appreciate it. You are listening to KIOS-FM, Omaha Public Radio. It's Morning Edition, and it continues right about now.